In 2011, the Smodcast Internet Radio Network was formed by a group of online broadcasting entrepreneurs led by Kevin Smith. In the weeks to come, shows like Plus One Per Diem, Jay and Silent Bob Gittle, and Tell 'em Steve Dave attracted a loyal following. Coming from all walks of life and spanning the globe, these people download, tweet, and inform. They are musicians and artists. They are programmers and clerks. Most of all, they are fans. These are the men and women of the Smod Squad.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we are kicking it off. Episode 1 of the Smod Squad Pod. I am J-Mu's bus driver, otherwise known as Andre. And I am joined by RevT23.
Hello, or you can call me Tyson if you like.
Mr. Tyson, Angelo Scarpelli. Buongiorno, Angelo.
What up, motherfuckers? I dropped the first cuss word, all right.
Sean Patrick Connery.
Hell yeah, motherfucker, what's up?
And Miss Jen Cordova.
Also known as Fishy Has No Eyes, follow me, bitches.
Right. And we are the Smod Squad. And some of you guys who may have been following the Unused Muse News podcast and wondering, you know, what was going to come of it. Basically, when I started that podcast, the idea was to try to figure out a way to get more of the people who listen to Sir involved in the website. Now, people would send me stories off and on, and we did the S-Files, which were interviews with some of the people who listened to Sir. But the idea was to figure out a way to kind of get everybody involved, and I started toying with the idea of a podcast that would kind of be a total free for all getting people off Twitter to call in and see how that worked, but eventually became this, which was one day a couple of weeks ago during one of the live Sir shows. Do you know what it was? I guess it was a S'morning show, because there's no Plus One.
Nope, not anymore.
All of us here started kind of shooting the shit on Twitter. And it became kind of a totally separate show by reading our tweets. And I got the idea, like, this would be a good group of people to kind of get together and actually do this idea for a Smod Squad podcast. So
actually, our good friend Mr. James Franco came up with that.
That is true. Give some props to Mr. Franco.
Yes.
James.
What up, James?
DJ Jam Master James.
I really loved him in Rise of the Planet of the Apes. It was amazing.
I know, right?
So I am Jamie's bus driver. I run newsnews.com here in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. That's right, folks. This is a
damn Canadian
multi-country podcast.
Well, I'm Sean Colleary, also known as But a GP Man 2006, hey. Or also known as
Smods of Anarchy.
Smods of Anarchy. And I am in Long Beach, California, the land of the sun and the rain lately.
And the Long Beach Dub All-Stars.
That is very true. The original guitarist actually lives across the street from me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was that the cousin or something of Bradley?
No, it wasn't, actually. They were just really good friends from childhood.
Oh, okay.
His name is Trey.
Getting the Sublime talk.
Yeah, most everybody across the east side of the U.S. don't even know what they are.
Is that true? Do you know what Sublime is, Andre?
The band Sublime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
We're not fucking archaic here.
Well, no, dude. In Ohio, my cousin and a couple of his friends, I was talking to them a couple of years ago, and they were like, who the hell is Sublime?
What's marijuana?
I
know that second question was not hard to answer for them.
I was actually in New York City a couple of years ago, and I swear I fucking met this person from the southern United States at the place I was staying in Jersey, and they actually thought that we lived in fucking igloos in Canada.
Seriously?
Wow.
Yeah, they were, igloos?
I thought no. they were taking the piss out of me.
He said that while he was not on squirrel or what?
You know.
Not on squirrel. Was that an American expression? No, no. Because in Canada, that means having sex with a squirrel.
Does it really?
No.
Well, I kind of.
I was like, is that a thing up there? I mean, I heard about sheep, but.
Squirrel fucking?
Squirrel
like fucking? We fuck beavers in Canada.
Hold on. Quick question. How would a penis fit in a squirrel's anything?
I
want to know.
That's why they said they like to watch them explode.
Depends upon the size of the penis.
Oh my god. Well, if it's that small, I want nothing to do with it.
Or the size of the squirrel?
I'm sorry, Andre.
If you want to know what it's like to be Liam Neeson, then fuck a squirrel.
Yeah, that's right. A squirrel is a condom to Liam Neeson.
Tyson, RevT23, introduce us to yourself. Tell us what you do. Where are you?
Well, my name is Tyson Sainer. I am 37 years old.
37?
In a row.
37.
I've been married for 8 of those years in December, so that'll be cool. It's so I'm in Redmond, Washington, which is where I've settled for the last 5 years or so.
So we just heard from Tyson where he's at in the world. Jen, tell us a little bit more about yourself. What do you do? Where are you located?
I'm Jen. I'm located in Los Angeles, California. I'm 24. I work for LNA Clothing, and I'm a stoner. And I don't know.
And life's
I do everything. Yeah, I do everything. I just sewed one gown, and I'm going to work on another one tonight. And I'm going to an event next week. That's why I'm sewing the gowns. And
so, Angelo, you are also in California, right?
I am in Templeton, California, and that's in San Luis Obispo County, the Central Coast. So we're just a little above Santa Barbara there. Still little small college party towns and everything.
So how far from L.A. would you be?
I think it's like 200 miles.
He's about like 2 hours.
About 2 hours?
Yeah, it's not bad
off
at all.
Off coast driving.
All right. That's not totally ludicrous.
It's all chill.
Oh, no,
it's
no.
All good.
One day we'll all get together and do one house party type little deal. The house party smog.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like with Kid and Play house party?
You got no idea, my friend.
Right.
Oh, sorry. For the baseline. Hey! No, I was just throwing it out there. I have no idea. But I was thinking like Pajama Jamma Jam or something. What the H? I heard tap dancing. That's cool.
There's tap dancing going on. What's up with that?
Is that me typing? Can you hear that?
Yeah, oh, that's fine. Yeah, it's no problem. I just I guess we thought it was yeah.
This is probably a sensitive mic. Then I was trying to message Jen there.
Yeah.
Whatever. If we hear each other typing, it's fine. We're not.
I mean, we hear Kevin's dings all the time, so.
Right. And now, speaking of Kevin, I'd like to kind of find out, like, how all of you guys got into his stuff. I've told this my story on MuseNews.com before, but I'll kind of shorten it up a little bit here. I actually went to film school, and while I was in film school, my younger brother started renting Kevin's stuff. At that point in time, I think Dogma was the most recent film. And he said, you should watch this film, Clerks. It was made by this guy who dropped out of film school.
Salsa shark. We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Throughout history, they have been a part of our American life. Men and women who have made it their mission to serve their fellow man. They've worked hard enough. Isn't it time? They had their own movie, Clerks.
And I was like, really? All right. And he's like, it's in black and white. And I'm like, black and white? All right. And I put it in, and much like a lot of people, was just totally fascinated by the very dialogue-driven film. Went in, and well, I think my next film from him was Chasing Amy. And then I went to Mallrats, and then Dogma. And I was, I wouldn't say I was like a super kind of hardcore fan until I would say the last couple of years when I started discovering The Evening with Kevin Smith. And that stuff to me was just really fucking amazing. His on-stage presence and the fact how he could turn one question into like a 2 hour long stand up comedy routine, really.
Like the just, like the Too Fat to Fly and everything.
Yeah, it was just totally amazing. And then I actually got to see him live in Vancouver a couple of years ago, and that kind of rekindled my like for his stuff, and I'd go back and I'd rewatch some of his movies, and I've always said, like, film like Jay and Bob Strike Back to me has always been a movie that if I'm feeling like total fucking shit, that movie I can stick in and I get instantly happy, because that movie is really fucking hilarious. So
many quotes off of that, good quotables, I mean, off of that movie.
Totally. So when I didn't know Sir was going to launch, right? I mean, I wasn't there on day one. I found it maybe 2.5 to 3 weeks in, and thought.
So you were not a Smodcast network listener.
No, I didn't even know about the stuff he did with Scott, you know, the original Smodcast, until I found Sir, and that's when I was like, holy shit, this is like an evening with Kevin Smith every day, and for free. And I just couldn't.
I know, it's an orgasm in your ears.
Orgasm in your ears.
I did that to a chick once. Sometimes you miss, folks.
Really?
Hi-yo.
Right, oh so. Gosh. So, yeah, so I just couldn't believe he was giving it away for free, you know? But it was basically Sir and discovering Sir that rekindled my like for Kevin's stuff. Now I've still not seen Cop Out, so I don't know if all of you guys have.
I have seen half of Cop Out, and it is Cop Out.
I don't know what the big deal is with the people shitting.
I know,
on
right?
I liked
I think
it.
I think it was just the fact that all the acting was so hard, you could tell it was acting. That was it. Otherwise, the storyline was pretty damn funny.
Everything, how I felt about Jersey fun. Girl. I mean, Jersey Girl got a lot of flack too, but I actually really enjoyed Jersey Girl.
I have not finished that movie.
I've seen
the commercial.
It's a great movie. I love Jersey Girl. It made me cry.
That's one of George Carlin's last performances too, so I guess
that is true.
Oh, so good. Him as a granddad. Oh, I can't even
I think my favorite movie of all time is Chasing Amy.
That was a great movie.
That's a good one too.
Dude, that explains half of my life.
Jen, how did you discover Kevin's stuff, and subsequently how did you find out about Sir?
I found out about Kevin through my brother. I am the youngest of four siblings, and my older brother sat me down and made me watch Dogma. I can't even remember how old I was, but I remember I was super young, and I was like, this is amazing. And ever since then, I started watching all of his movies, and then recently I just watched Clerk for the first time ever, and it blew my mind, and I was like, this is why I've always loved him.
So that's like the Memento version of Kevin's career. You just did it all backwards.
Yeah. I love that. That's actually really badass. Awesome. I wish I would have done that.
Kevin would be impressed. He loves Christopher.
Keep smoking enough weed there, Sean, and eventually you'll forget all of this stuff, and then you can do it that way.
Oh my god, you guys are killing me right now. Ben,
can you help me out?
Sure, come on over.
All right, I'll take about 30 minutes.
All right, I'll see you then.
Yeah, you guys have met up a couple of times at the shows, haven't you?
I think we've only met up really once.
Yeah, we've only met once. I keep trying to go.
Last time I've been to a show, it's been hell to try to get up there.
Me too, and then life just keeps getting in the way.
I know, I tried to go this last time, and I told you guys all about that. Fucking weather. You think California's supposed to be sunny all the time. What the fuck?
Yeah. Is it still pretty nasty getting over to Universal City Walk?
No. Right now, like today, it was perfect. I went out for a street bike ride. It was all dry. It was perfect. It was like a nice sunny, like 75 degrees all day.
I don't know. I was inside all day. I didn't see the sun.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I was working and doing shit, so.
Now, Sean, when you're lamenting about the weather, is that rain you're talking about?
We were talking about obviously, rain, yeah.
I mean, you don't have to worry about fucking snow.
No, we don't. Thank God.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I was... I guess you guys call it Veterans Day, but in Canada we call it Remembrance Day, and that was on Friday, right? It's the same day in the States.
Why would you guys... Why do you guys celebrate that?
Well, Canadians went to war too, asshole.
Oh my God.
The unsung heroes.
We didn't just fucking cower under rocks.
Wait, so did you guys take the day off from work for Veterans Day?
Well, see, that's something we don't.
I didn't.
In Canada, what we do is basically certain shops will close until 12:30 in the afternoon to observe.
So they will stay for everyone.
But things like school and stuff will stay in. But again, but we call it, in Canada, we call it Remembrance Day.
Is it Remembrance Day or Remembrance A?
Remembrance Day A. So anyway, so I went down. I went down to our our Ottawa's Remembrance Day ceremony, which is like I guess the biggest in the country because I live in the capital of Canada. I guess sort of your Washington D.C. is Ottawa is the capital of Canada.
Washington D.C. sucks balls.
All right. Ottawa's not necessarily a party town or anything like that, but. I wouldn't say it sucks balls, but it snowed on Friday here in Ottawa. So there you go. That's the kind of weather I got to deal with.
I know, dude. I've been up there before. That shit sucks. It sucks so much. I've been up in Ohio. I lived there for a couple of years.
Sean, I hate to break the news to you, my friend, but Ohio is not Canada.
No, I know that. I understand this.
All right.
No, but I've traveled up from Ohio up to Canada a couple of times.
Where were you in Canada?
On the river, apparently.
I have no idea.
Oh, so do you even know if you were in the country or not?
It was really sketchy.
You saw snow and figured it was Canada, and then turned around and went back home.
Up in Canada. I have no idea where I went in Canada.
Okay.
I just know that I had to go up there, and I was underage, and we were drinking.
Now I don't know my geography very well, so I'm not. I can't trace the trajectory from Ohio straight up and pinpoint where you were. But if it was somewhere snowing, you were probably maybe in Alberta, but I'm not a or Winnipeg or yeah, or maybe even here in Ontario. I can't tell. Were you
I think it actually might have been Ontario.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because all I remember is that when I got out of the car, I couldn't see over the banks of snow on the side of me.
And you were like, "Fuck this noise!"
And I'm 5'6". I'm 5'6", and it was at least 8 foot.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You got 4 inches. At least you got 4 inches. I'm 5'2". When there's 5 feet of snow, there's, like, my forehead showing.
Oof.
Whoa.
I lived on the East Coast for a while, and literally we had 5 feet of snow. I had to tunnel my way to work. Like, for real. Not fun.
I'm sorry, how tall did you say you were, ma'am?
I'm 5'2".
Yes, I'm 5'7". You know, it's not that tall. 5'7" isn't that tall either.
Five inches is a lot.
You heard it here, folks. Jen Cordova,
talking about height?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, though. I used to work at a Costco here, right? And the generation right before me, like 10 years and younger, they're all 6'2" and over up here. So I'm walking around going, "Hi, I'm a hobbit. Hello, how are you? Yes, nice
I'm
to
labeled
meet you.
The hobbit of Long Beach. It sucks. hobbit or leprechaun?
That's so funny.
You're green and you go barefoot? That makes sense.
I do actually go barefoot most places. Shoes are for the devil.
Awesome.
Agreed.
So if anything, yeah. if anything is taken from this podcast that we've learned, it's shoes are from the devil, and to Jen Cordova, 5 inches is a lot.
Oh my god. Oh my god, the bowl has officially made me dumb.
Angelo, so how did you discover Kevin's stuff and Sir?
One of my buddies in high school, he was like a big film buff, so he got me in a lot of movies, like a bunch of Coen brother films and everything. Gotta love the Coen brothers.
Over the line!
Huh?
I'm sorry, Smokey. You were over the line. That's a foul.
Bullshit. Mark it 8, dude.
Excuse me. Mark it 0. Next frame.
Bullshit, Walter. Mark it 8, dude.
Smokey, this is not Nom. This is bowling. There are rules.
And one day we just had a Kevin Smith night there where we watched Clerks and then went to Mallrats and I love the style of it. The dialogue heavy kind of surreal way of a conversation in them. I just got hooked that way. And then just the Jay and Silent Bob characters themselves, especially in the early movies where they weren't really a big focus. You always were really eager for that cameo to pop up.
And Sean, what's your story? How did you discover Kev stuff?
Mine's a sad story. It's a simple story. I've always loved the first Clerks. Never even knew the second one existed until about a year ago. Never knew any of his other movies existed at all until I heard him come on and talk about on K-Rock, talk on Kevin and Bean and about, not about Sir, but just about just about they were just starting their live tour of Smodcast. And he was announcing that. And so I started listening to all the back episodes and everything and got hooked and then actually started watching the movies.
Wow. It was like more like Sir kind of like fueled your interest in the actual films.
Yeah, it was a little strange. I enjoy his movies just because they're exact same thing as his podcast, but with picture. It's what's going on in his head all the time. Pictures.
And Tyson, same question over to you.
Yes, sir. Well, gosh, all right, let's see. When Clerks came out on VHS for the first time.
What?
VHS.
Hey, guys, I'm 21. I don't know what a VHS is.
Give me a break.
Vaginal herpes syndrome.
Okay.
You don't want.
Sounds familiar. My doctor said that to me once.
You have vaginal herpes syndrome?
Oh my gosh!
I've learned something new today about Sean Patrick Connery.
Don't you know Sean Connery has a
vaginal herpes syndrome? Yes.
Yeah.
Herpes syndrome. Yes, get it right. If I'm in this much pain, I'd like to know it's not going to waste.
Damn you! Fuck you, Beck.
A penis right here. Off.
I think I learned a little too much about Sean.
There could be only who gave it to him.
There's no 5 inches coming from there. Sorry.
Tyson, you were saying.
One ping only.
VHS.
Yes.
You found Clerks on VHS end.
Yeah. My roommate had actually seen the film. I don't know if he went to the theater to see it, but we did have a theater in Arcata that shows independent movies, which is I got to see films like Hearts of Darkness, Filmmaker's Apocalypse, the great George Hickenlooper documentary. So types of movies, those movies would play in the theater, but since we got the video store, of course, very much like RST. He brought the tape home one day and said, "You should watch this. This is funny stuff." And I said, "Okay," because he hadn't really ever ventured anything like that before. It was kind of like bonding, I guess. So we watched it together. I thought it was a great film. And then I went out and found a used copy of Mallrats because it had come out on VHS and Chasing Amy hadn't been made yet. And I took it home and I'm like, "Hey, dude, we're gonna look at this. It's another Kevin Smith film." And he looks at me. He's like, "Who's Kevin Smith?" I said, "He's the movie that we Clerks, man, you know, that Star Wars and stuff." And he's like, "Oh, I didn't know the guy's name." I'm like, "Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's fine. We should watch this. And if you get, you know, time, now I'm not so sure about it." But we did. And it was, you know, it was just as good. I thought it was funny and different. You know, I saw it as not just like more of the same, but more of the good different, if that makes sense. You know?
Yeah. So totally. I think what Mallrats became for a lot of people was like the gateway drug.
Oddly enough, yeah, you hear that a lot. The Mallrats, people go hitting the Mallrats first. It was the first Kevin Smith film I ever bought, but I had seen Clerks before that. So
I particularly don't really like Mallrats, though.
What?
Weird, strangely enough,
I'm gonna boot him. Is that okay?
Yeah, boot him.
No.
I also used to watch a lot of Mystery Science Theaters. I've seen films like Menno's Hands of Fate, so my threshold for what is actually bad is very, very wide.
I miss Mystery Science Theater 3000.
It was. I gotta say, my favorite part was the third nipple.
Yeah, with the woman from Three's Company. That one.
Joyce DeWitt.
What's
there
her
was,
name?
There was not a lot of references I actually got in that movie, strangely enough.
Really? You're 21.
Yeah, you're 21, dude.
You're a pretty young dude, they were referencing things like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid in that movie. You know?
I grew up with all that stuff, too.
Like, my dad kept me back in his era most of my whole life. But,
so you're saying, the older third nipple got you more than Joey Lauren Adams' double nipple?
Well,
I'm seeing that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh wow.
The thing that got me most with Mallrats was when I discovered Mallrats, that was by DVD, and it was the commentary track that really drew me into that movie. How it was basically all of them just kind of shooting the shit and making fun of elements of the movie, especially, you know, Affleck, where I couldn't believe how hilarious Affleck actually was until I heard that commentary track.
Yeah, he's good. Talking about commentary.
And
too.
That turned to be like each time I bought a Kevin Smith DVD, I wouldn't watch the movie first. I'd go and listen to the commentary track.
That's what I did.
What? Seriously? Like if you hadn't seen the film, you'd watch the commentary first?
Yeah.
Yeah, it made the movie like 10 times better because you got 90% of everything it was talking about.
Oh, I mean, in general, I'd seen the movie prior. I mean, for something Jane and Bob Strike Back, I'd seen it in theater, right? So I just go and turn right to the commentary track when I got the disc.
So now I need to watch the commentary.
You've not seen it? You've not heard the Mallrats commentary?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I think it's partially a visual one, too, right? Where they'll pop an image on
the screen. Yeah.
I have a roommate who's a aspiring director, so I have an active commentary all the time. So I try and not watch commentaries because all I have to do is sit him down and watch a movie, and I have a commentary. So
yeah, I haven't listened to them either. The one that I heard to not listen to is which one was that? Chasing Amy, where Muse was in probably at one of his worst spots there.
Oh yeah. I think
Chasing Amy was his worst one. Like a couple of scenes together.
He passed out like it during the commentary and stuff. It's
that happens
sad.
in the original Clerks commentary where Muse is just passed out on the floor, and then at one point during it he wakes up and points out a continuity error and then goes back to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah, he was passed out. There's like, get off my blanket, you drunk bastard. There's actually that going on in the commentaries. My favorite commentary used to be Dogma, but now it's the secret one, that the Smodcast that they did for the Blu-ray. That is probably my favorite commentary, hands down, is the full circle, I like to call Chasing Amy, how many ever years later it's been, 13, 14 years now? Okay, I'm not good at math.
Been a long time.
Oh, wait, 97? So 14 years? Anybody?
Sure.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yep, sure.
Shripty whoop.
That's right. In Canada, we don't have math.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do math right now.
That's 14 metric timbits.
I mean, I was saying 5 inches was a lot. Like, I can't do math.
I agree with you, Jen. To me, 5 inches is a lot. I don't even want one.
Can you not take the full 5 inches?
Nope.
I'm fairly sure that the squirrel isn't terribly picky.
That's right.
He's like, just get it over with.
You hide your nuts and I'll hide mine.
You know what Dad used to say to me when I was really little? He's like, dude, watch out. Squirrel, watch your nuts.
I thought your dad used to say to you, you hide your nuts and I'll hide mine.
Oh my god, you guys are killing me right now. Like, I'm about to cry from laughter.
Do not want.
Don't spill the bomb water.
Now, the one thing for me that kind of carried over after watching Kevin's films was, like, the fact that Jason Mewes in these movies seem to have his own lexicon of language that I actually thought that Kevin invented
snoogans.
Words like snoogans and nooch and snoochie boochies and
snoochie the booch.
And I was like, I didn't Iggy understand baby. Why they were, well, that's a reason. Well, I didn't understand why, like, the they were in there. So when I like heard a word like snoogans, I was like, what the fuck does that even mean?
I had snoogans. Actually.
And then you thought about it for 3 days, then started using it.
Yeah, I just took it and turned it into like
my
own.
Yeah, I've never questioned the snoogans.
My own invention.
You don't question the snoogans. The snoogan questions you.
Whoa, that's deep there, Carl Sagan.
Yeah.
Nooch was the one I used a lot. I would just, to me, it became like just kidding. You know, whereas pretty much not from like the early 90s. So that became my not, right? It was like nooch. It was like, just kidding. It turns out that's pretty much what it means,
you know,
right?
That's what it actually meant back in the day.
That's literally what it still means. That.
I think that's what it means anymore.
I'm sure, yeah, myself.
I always thought it was like, it came across to me as kind of like word.
Right.
No, it's kind of like psych.
But that makes sense, though. It makes a lot more sense. But I do, you know, like, yo, yeah, and then later I'm going to fuck you, word, except nudes. So, no, that makes more sense. Like, now I'm going to fuck you, not.
Okay, so what's the difference then between a nooch and a noich?
Oh, noich, yeah, well, that's that to me is the extension at the end of the snickety-nickety-noich, which is the Wolverine claws coming out.
Right? But isn't so, it noich, noich, okay. noich,
oh,
smoking
so right.
weed,
You're so
smoking
right.
weed?
You know the original song, how they, everybody thought he said noich, noich, noich?
Yeah, what
yes,
is it?
Fuck, 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 mother, mother, fuck. Mother, mother, fuck, fuck, mother, fuck, mother, fuck, noise, noise, noise. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Noise, noise, noise. Smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers, beers, beers. Rolling fatties, smoking blunts. Who smokes the blunts? Who smoke the blunts? Rolling blunts and smoking.
It's actually noise, noise, noise.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. And everybody thought it was noise, noise, noise.
I don't believe that. You're just reading some bad subtitlers.
No, 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 no. You listen to it. Listen to it. I have it as my ringtone. I listen to it every day.
Noise, 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 smoking weed.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly how it
is. That now makes even less sense than noich.
Yeah, it just... Yeah.
All right, so what about Snoochy Boochies? What was...
Snoochy Boochies!
Well, that's...
I love it. I don't know. Isn't it about, like, sex? I don't know. I always assume it's about sex.
Well, okay, if we go by that, then at one point in the animated series, right, Jay introduces himself to kids by going Snoochy Boochie's Little Noochies. So I hope it's not about sex.
It's like, salutations, little boochies.
Yeah. Oh, my...
Wait, you know, Snoochie's actually...
Feature adult sex people.
But sometimes it isn't Snoochy Boochies. It's like Snooch to the Nooch.
Right.
Snooch to the Nooch. Yeah, well, Snookins, I think, is like soft claws.
We need to make a Muse dictionary.
That's right.
Definitely. So needs to be out there. Because sometimes he says things, and I'm like, wait, I'm confused.
Ning.
We'll have to get together with him and do that. Jen.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's plan a trip to the Lovitz and try and get a dictionary together.
Wow. It'll take some hours.
Project.
Someday he's supposed to be riding
Project.
With the
Step one monarchy. Completed.
I have a bike. I don't have a motorcycle, Sean. I might have
to ride
like,
on the back.
Ride on the back. I just don't have a bike. I have a bicycle.
Jen rides a strawberry shortcake bicycle. She has little streamers coming off the handlebars.
Put their little basket and Toto in the front.
No.
E.T., man. E.T.
No, fuck that.
You know, my buddy just finished his E.T. tattoo. It looks sick as hell.
You know, I have a cute little beach cruiser. Little red one.
I can put a motor on it.
Who am I, 12 streamers?
Wait, so what does an E.T. tattoo look like?
No, I have an R2-D2. No, I have an R2-D2 tattoo.
Oh, do you really?
That's actually pretty hot.
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
True.
You guys haven't seen it? Oh my god, no. Don't. For real. It's in my picture.
Hey, post that shit. Post it up on that Twitter thing.
That
It's on that Twitter thing. If you go to my pictures, dude, you can see my R2-D2 tattoo, my cross tattoo. I'm a tattoo fanatic, dude. He's going right now. Like, I need to see this art.
He's gone. Did he just drop?
OCD. OCD.
It's on the top of
No. ADD.
Right.
ADD.
No. R2-D2.
Right. Thank you. No, it's on the right foot, so you'll see it.
All right. While he's looking that up.
Does ADD have a different term in Canada?
Attention
deficit disorder?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. If we can't, if
ADHD, whatever.
No, we call it the same thing.
Blu-ray, DVD, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, in real life, I'm not actually a bus driver. I've gotten emails from people who listen to Sir who've asked me that. But
are you a bus driver in a past life?
Are you a bus driver? And then some people actually think I'm Jason Mewes. And I'll write them. I go, "No, really? I'm not Muse." And they'll be like, "Yes, you are." And I'm like, "Okay, fine. I'm Jason Mewes, and I'm a bus. I'm Jason Mewes who drives a bus. I'm actually a teacher in real life. So I work with a lot of kids, and we still call it ADHD here in Canada.
Hypertension deficit disorder.
Yeah. Lack of timbits.
What grade?
What? Timbits.
Timbits, my friend.
Like your students?
No, Timbits are geez, I don't even know how to explain this. In Canada, if you don't know what Timbits are, you're voted off the island.
We're out, you guys. We're out.
We have our most popular car. I mean, whereas in the U.S., right, I imagine your most popular coffee joint is Starbucks. In Canada, our most popular coffee joint would be a place called Tim Hortons, named after the famed hockey player. And I'm sure some of you guys have heard Kevin talk about this a few times. Timbits are basically the shit from donuts that you don't need, and they turn it into a little ball.
Donut holes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You call them donut holes? You call them donut holes in the States? How logical.
Now, isn't it the same?
It's the middle of a donut that you like. That's the leftover.
Yeah. So they turn it into like a big old ball here, and they call it a Timbit.
Timbit, it's a donut. Oh my god, that's awesome.
I thought it was like some special type of like cookies and milk.
Me too, and to find out it's a donut hole.
I thought it was another word for penis. Holes.
This is
the, did you guys not see the,
I can answer all of your questions from the fabled Canadas.
This is amazing. I think I'm going to put on my headphones and go for a skate and make the first podcast that is done while skated.
Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
We
you're
still have
outside. Yeah. Don't do that.
give us 30 minutes and then we can stop recording. You know what? When we were talking about Snoochie Boochies and meaning sex and in the animated series, Mused saying that to kids, it got me thinking of how have you guys read the story recently where porn star Sasha Grey was reading this week to a kindergarten class.
I have heard that story.
And, well, she is retired, so.
And it's kind of blown up where it's like, how could the school system have a porn star reading to children?
But she's not, though. She's retired.
I don't really get the deal. I mean, I'm sure their actual kindergarten teacher has had sex, too. Just not maybe on videotape.
I think all of their parents have had sex at some point.
You think, Sean?
Just maybe.
There's a possibility.
So Sasha Grey.
So what the fuck are they all screwed up about?
What's that? Well, they're pissed off that they had an adult film actress, retired or otherwise, inside of the school reading to their children.
People need to pull the giant splintery wooden dildo out of their ass and replace it with a nice new one.
You're here.
I think that's what Sasha Grey did, and that's what got her in trouble.
I imagine hers was a little less archaic.
I want to be the fathers.
She might have had a ceramic.
I want to see the fathers who were like, had no idea she existed. And when like the school board got all up in arms and the father's like, I'm going to go and Google this fucking Sasha Grey and find out what this is all. Hey.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with this anymore.
Let's do this as a monthly debate.
You know, she was in a Steven Soderbergh film too, right, I believe?
In a what?
A Steven Soderbergh film?
The Girlfriend Experience.
Yeah, yes. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, she actually is a very well-read person. I read a Rolling Stone article that she was featured in, and she likes some pretty good reading material. So
yeah, that's where you know her from, Tyson.
Well, no,
oh my
I heard...
God, I had no idea the conversation was going on. Nothing. Sorry.
Okay. That was a conversation. Hold on. What?
Every group.
What?
Every group needs a Costello. I think we found ours.
Yeah. Definitely.
There's five people here and there's conversations going on. What?
Right. Too much information.
Overloaded.
Another thing that made the news last week, which is a bit more closer to home for all of us, is did you guys read about the Austin Kutcher idiocy or Ashton?
Is that closer to home for you?
Well, or I found out about it because of Jamie Walton, who runs the Wayne Foundation.
Ah.
Right. She posted something about it on Twitter, and I was like, I didn't even know what she was talking about. I haven't been following this whole Penn State thing until
Is it, are you talking about when he spoke and he got like all emotional about like the kids and stuff?
No, what happened last week?
It was about the coach from Penn State that didn't
that
report
screwed the little boys and all that.
No, the coach didn't screw the boys. Don't spread that around. The coach didn't screw the boys.
No.
It wasn't the coach?
No, it was not him. He didn't report it is the issue.
Yeah, he knew about it
coach
and
didn't report it
to the police or something like that.
Yeah.
Basically keeping it secret. So he got fired last week, and Kuchar went on Twitter and said, you know, basically, how could they fire this guy? As a fan of this particular sports team, I'm appalled. They have no class. And he had no fucking idea, you know, why the basis of the firing was. And instantly became, like, a target to hundreds of tweets outlining his idiocy, which he went and backtracked and was like, geez, I had no idea. And now he's actually he's relinquished his
Google search to find out the reason why people were so upset.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even take a Google search. It would take you talking to somebody across the hall.
Well, that's what I mean, I wrote him. I was like, yeah, I guess it's hard to read a newspaper with your head so far up your ass.
Very true.
Way to go. For
and,
real.
He's actually relinquished his Twitter account because of this. I guess it's now going to his handlers.
No, he did pick it back up again.
Oh, did he?
Yes,
he
did.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Well, he picked it back up for a second, and then he heard it say, burn, and put it back down.
I think that's exactly what he did with Demi Moore.
Oh, shit.
Well, it looks like he actually hashtagged the word insult and the word, oh, dear, he's just updated on me. Oh, yeah, how do you fire Joe P.A.? I guess that's capital O. Yeah, Joe Pantera, I believe that was the name of the Pantera. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Pantera. 1, 2, 3, 4! Almost every day, I see the same face. I'm all convinced of doom, if it's the attitude.
If you can see yourself, we put you on a shelf. No problem, masturbate. Some motherfucker is guiding down the hill.
Terra. Smart Squad.
Fuck, I miss those songs. That's the problem. The only problem I have with this morning show is a lot of those theme songs have been replaced. Like they don't happen anymore.
What's that?
I miss
like
the
Muse
old,
News, Bus News, Tech News, that Death News song that guy we were just singing there. Some motherfucker has died and gone to hell. Maybe gone to heaven. Maybe gone to hell. Shout at the devil. Yeah.
We got a podcast and you shall go to hell.
Yeah. So those don't really get played anymore, unfortunately, because now it's not, it's everybody that's involved. So that's the one of the only things I miss with the transition from.
I miss it too. I miss it a lot.
It's really amazing to kind of see how well the dynamic between Kevin and Jay works, right? So when you
Kevin just fucks Jay in the ass 90%.
By listening to the live shows, it's always been that. If you guys listen to the last three Jay and Bob Get Olds, where it's basically just Muse taking the floor, right? I think at one point Kevin was like stood back and is like, you're just doing a show without me. It's just really interesting to see how that dynamic has really evolved into a really great comedy team
quite a bit.
He's stepping into his own for real. Like Jason is like understanding and really like coming into his like, okay, I'm comfortable doing this. Cause you could tell in the first couple months he was like, I don't know. And he stuttered a lot. And now he just like is comfortable with the mic and can talk to it like he's talking to anybody. It's amazing. It's getting amazing.
It's a resurrection.
That's pretty much true, right? I mean, from where he was prior to it. When I first started listening to Get Old, I thought it was just so amazing that this guy was being really honest about problems that most people would rather have buried from the public.
Oh, yeah. I think he's probably one of the most entertaining human beings I've come across that is at least a contemporary, somebody of my time period.
You came across Muse, huh?
Well, I'm sorry, I got nothing for that.
All right, speaking of the last tweet of the Sir Crew today before we started the podcast was Megan.
Yeah, I read that.
Your last tweet?
Yes.
So I already feel the burps coming on. He will make it. He will make that flight. Should I get a red eye to New York? Haha. Uh-huh.
What?
What the hell does that mean?
She's thinking about flying to New York probably to do a dress fitting or something for her wedding.
Ah.
Oh, that's right.
I'm a girl. I'm all about her wedding right now. I cannot wait. I'm so excited for her to get married. Her ring is amazing.
Seen her ring?
Yeah. I was at the Lovitz and we went and had
a show. Same night I was there?
I'm trying to think. Hold on. No, it was the time me and my boyfriend went and you weren't there and she showed me her ring and I was like, lucky bitch.
Yeah, right?
I'm dying for a ring. Well, not dying because I can't wait a couple years. I mean, I just want a ring. Is it bad? I just want a ring. I don't want to be engaged or anything yet. I just want a ring.
All right.
Okay, ring.
Jen, what's your address? I'll send you one.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and broadcast my address on a podcast.
We got those gumball machines here. I just pop in a quarter, it'll pop out a little ring.
Honestly, money the people.
Yeah, they have these things called Cracker Jacks.
Yeah. I'll send you a strawberry shortcake ring to match your bike.
Blow pop thing.
Oh, I'd love a blow prop. Go ahead, send me as many blow pops as you want.
I guess that means we're going steady.
I can't buy chocolate because I'm allergic to it, so candy, like any sugar-based anything, I'm on it.
Now, there's certain...
That's the saddest story I've ever heard.
There's certain candies and chocolate bars you guys have in the States that we don't have in Canada.
Really?
Yeah. Now, obviously, I can't name all of them because I haven't seen them. I don't know they exist.
Baby Ruth? Almond Joy?
Baby Ruths are virtually impossible to find in Canada.
I'll send you a box.
Fuck yeah. I was a big fan of Payday. They don't really have that here in Canada. It's worse for cereal. It's worse for cereal. While you guys had shit like Frankenberry and Booberry growing up, we just had fucking Count Chocula. And we can't even find that anymore.
Well, that's seasonal anyways.
Yeah?
Sean, we're so getting a care package together.
Cookie and Crisp? Yeah. Oh, man. When I was in the States, I picked up a box of Cookie Crisp. We don't have Cookie Crisp in Canada.
I'm going to Google it. Candy bars in the U.S. that are not in Canada. And I'm just going to send you a care package of everything we have. And you're going to want it all the time.
And we'll send you an In-N-Out Burger coupon.
I actually ate In-N-Out Burger for the first time last year. I went to Vegas for a week.
Did you get all over the window? Did you splooge all over the window?
You know what? I heard about it in the Big Lebowski, right?
So in the Big Lebowski?
Yeah. There's a point where they're like, and we'll go out. That's out by the In-N-Out Burger. And I was like, I gotta try an In-N-Out Burger. Apparently, that is shit. And you know what? It wasn't that great.
I wasn't gonna kill you, my friend.
It was just a fucking hamburger to me. Now I gotta try Jack in the Box and White Castle.
4x4 animal style, dude. There's 300 different items that aren't on the menu.
That's what I had in the guide I had for Vegas. It told you order this because it's not on the menu. You got to order animal style. And I did, and I was like, whatever. It kind of made me sick.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'm not allowed in the country now.
Has anybody had the grilled cheese off of their secret menu?
Yes, I have.
It's amazing, isn't it? I'm not a big red meat person, but their grilled cheese, I'll kill in like 2 minutes. Grilled cheese with animal fries. I will kill that shit. It's amazing. I can't believe you didn't even like. I feel you because I'm like an East Coaster. So like when I came out here, it wasn't like In-N-Out, and then I had the grilled cheese, and I was like, I'm so on In-N-Out.
I mean, obviously it was leaps and bounds ahead of a McDonald's burger, but I guess I was kind of expecting it to be fucking blessed and have a crucifix sticking out of the top of it because of how much I heard about it.
They have the Bible phrases on the bottom of the cups, right?
Yeah, they do. They have Genesis.
And like Psalms and like they have like Bible verses.
Really?
On the bottom of the cups they have like Bible verses.
Interesting fact.
It's a fucking cult. It's a fucking cult.
The original Rat Race, what that was based off of?
What?
a movie Rat Race.
No, what's it based on?
Yeah, no, the one before John Lovett's movie. There's a different one.
Are you talking about it's Mad World?
Yes. The reason why in front of In-N-Out, you ever seen the palm trees that are crossed out front?
Oh, yeah. It's behind a giant W. Because
the final step of that movie was the treasure was under the cross palm trees. Oh. And he loved that so much, so that's what they do that for.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Really?
On and on we go, it goes over. Slightly second stone, system of the chauffeur. Start to post and you to hear. We about to bust this pot, come in your exes. Too much news, not enough views. Somebody gotta pass it on to you, and that's us. It's smart, we trust. Locked and loaded, ready to bust. It's the unused, views news. Unused, news news. Unused, news news. Unused, news news. It's the unused, news news. Unused, news news. Damn right, we're talking to you,
because
we got a shit ton more news.
From the New York Daily News, New Jersey bus driver busted for drunk driving with children on board. A group of quick-thinking middle schoolers in New Jersey saved themselves from a brush with death when they whipped out cell phones and reported their boozed-up bus driver was asleep at the wheel, police said.
Yes.
Panicked parents alerted West Hampton Middle School officials on Wednesday afternoon, hearing their children's school bus driver was swerving and dozing off behind the wheel. The school alerted police, who eventually found driver Carol Crockett, 46, at another South Jersey middle school trying to pick up more kids.
Drunk.
Some 25 kids were on board the bus, the newspaper said. A breath test showed Crockett's blood alcohol level was 0.25. More than three times the legal limit of 0.8.
Holy fuck. Where was
there you go. Jersey.
If you think about it, 10 years ago, 15 years ago,
everybody
that wouldn't have
drove
happened.
Truck.
Like, there would have been cell phones for kids to pull out to be like, hey, mom, my bus driver's
Yeah, they would
drunk.
Be like, parents would be like, bullshit.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's unbelievable. Like, what are you thinking? You're driving around damn near 30 kids. And you're gonna drive drunk, falling asleep at the wheel.
Why don't I just that's
sick.
Like almost attempted murder.
Yeah. Call in sick.
Yeah.
Call in
I get drunk. It. You're an alcoholic. Just call in sick. Don't endanger other people. This is one of my biggest pet peeves. Is like, do what you gotta do. Like, people make their mistakes and people live their lives, but like. Don't endanger anybody else. If I was in that situation...
Yeah, don't get other people into the mix.
Exactly. Yeah, don't drag anybody else down with your little lonesome life.
I'm sick. I would call out sick or something. I would make up a fucking excuse. I wouldn't drive around 30 kids while I'm drunk passing out at the wheel. It's stupid.
It's interesting that the kids had the wherewithal to actually realize what was going on.
I know. How old were these kids? This elementary school?
I guess, it didn't really say the ages of the kids, but obviously... the bus driver's asleep and the bus is moving.
Yeah.
This is weird.
This doesn't seem right.
Are we in the Jetsons?
Right? No, it's not gonna happen.
It just goes to show you that, you know, nowadays everyone can be recorded, you know?
This is true. Also, children are making better decisions about how they use their emergency cell phones now. I mean, you know, it's one of those things. Like, here you go, honey. Don't use this unless there's an emergency. And some kid said, this is an emergency. Snap, snap, snap. Or called, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These kids
So maybe kids are a lot smarter these days than we give them credit for.
Videos and whatnot,
I think kids have always been smarter than they let on or than anybody 10 to 20 years older than them can
I'll tell you, Tyson.
No, people just don't pay attention to them. That's the problem.
I'll tell you, if I was those kids... Back when I was their age with a cell phone that had a camera on it, I probably would have just been taking pictures of my cock and sending it to my friends.
Yeah. Well, you probably wouldn't have
done that.
I'll do it right now for you, Sean, if you want it.
Ooh, sexy.
Jen, one inch isn't enough.
Try 12.
I don't know. An inch.
That's
I
right.
mean, I Wide. Think
it's, If only yeah. my camera shot in letterbox.
Well done. I remember back in the day when it was all about the ASCII porn.
ASCII porn?
What?
Please elaborate.
ASCII, like the symbols. So you'd have just like a bunch of like...
Like emoticon points.
Penis or a vagina and like a penis going into vagina, like the little
emoticon. But with that parentheses was like 95. And backslashes and everything, yeah, that was
I'd have to, I mean, I don't think I've ever been that hard up to jerk off to ASCII porn.
I don't think anybody's jerked off to ASCII porn.
Yeah. I jerked off to the ET porn.
ET? What?
Do you guys not know about that existing? Okay, so after we're finished this, and to anybody listening to this podcast, fucking Google ET porn, and you're going to see the most fucked up shit you're ever going to witness. I'm talking like, if you've seen Two Girls, One Cup, you've not seen the fucking ET porn, which is basically ET... And I think the porn, this is a Swedish porn.
And Drew Barrymore?
No. E.T. This was done, I don't know when it was done, probably the early 90s.
It's disturbing, dude. She was like 8.
Listen. it was a porn done in Sweden. And they have E.T.'s, like, as humans. It's the worst fucking costume you see, but they're
Just like in, like, little, like corner drugstore E.T. costumes?
No. It's actually, like... makeup effects and prosthetics, and it's really messed up. The ETs come down and land in like colonial England and start observing people fucking, and then eventually people start fucking the ETs. You gotta see it to believe it, my friends.
Oh my god. Like, so I don't know if I can watch that.
Steph, neck stretching out 3 feet, it's something else.
My god.
I'll be right here.
Oh my god. With the glowing finger. Oh my god.
Be good.
Be phone home.
That's right.
Oh my god.
His neck gets longer too.
Who's already Googled it?
Oh well.
I can't watch that. I won't watch that. Like, no, I'm good.
You know, it's weird.
I'm a follower of, so I'm staying out of that.
Oh, just because you're a dad, doesn't mean you can't watch the ET porn.
I'm just tapping the mic. Oh, question.
Really, we were confused on what you were doing.
Tyson has a question.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just, what is fapping, by the way? I've actually
fapping is the British term for masturbation.
Oh, so
all right. There you go.
I feel like as this podcast progresses, we're gonna learn so many Canadian ways of saying things, and I'm gonna use it every day. Like I'm just gonna randomly be talking like a Canadian, and people are gonna be like,
"You need more of a thicker accent."
Right. Now that's interesting because I got a few tweets from people who listened to the Unused Muse News podcast that said, "I really like your accent," and it was like, "I don't have a fucking accent."
Fuck Canada.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Terrence and Philip will not be released. They are going to be put on trial for corrupting America's youth. We don't know what all the fuss is about.
The fuss is about taking our citizens. It's about not censoring our art. It's about... What's so goddamn funny?
Nothing. Could you tell us again what your argument is all about?
This is not about diplomacy. This is about dignity. This is about respect. This is about realizing that humor is... You guys are dicks.
Say house. Say house.
House.
About.
You see? You guys fucking watch things like South Park, and you think that that's how we really talk. But things like... Things like boot and that kind of stuff is more indigenous to a place like Newfoundland or East Coast Canada.
Okay, say house.
House.
I really hope nobody's basing this on
house.
It's there. It's there.
All right. I've passed that test, Jen. What else do you want me to say?
It's there. Yep. You can't hear it because you're Canadian. You don't hear an accent. It's like Americans don't hear their accents.
To me, you guys don't have an accent. I mean, Angelo's the only one to me that sounds like he's got a bit of an accent in his voice.
If any of us were to go to, like, Italy or Europe and talk, they'd be like, oh, the American accent. Like,
I can name you the Prime Minister of Canada.
Like, 90% of America is going to be moving to Canada here soon.
Yeah, like, for real... In all honesty, I hate our healthcare system. I think sometimes your guys' healthcare system is better.
Government's just fucked.
If you've seen the film Sicko, Michael Moore's film Sicko about your healthcare system. I mean, that's, I guess, one of the benefits that we've got here is that, you know, when we get sick, we don't really have to pay for it. You know, we can, there are things we do have to pay for, but it's not really an exorbitant amount of money.
You guys got to pay a little bit for medication and stuff, right? You don't have to go actually and pay for the actual doctor visit and all that.
Yeah. It depends upon what you're going for. If you have a more specialized doctor or that kind of stuff. Like, for example...
HIV?
We can... Yeah.
Like an oncologist.
Vaginal herpes. But...
Oncology.
Vaginal herpes syndrome. If you have vaginal herpes, if you have vaginal herpes syndrome, I mean, you might have to pay for that.
Damn.
Right. You're screwed, Sean.
Sorry, Sean. If I want to go see a chiropractor, for example, I mean, that's not necessarily going to be
a specialized doctor
free. However, it could very well be covered in your work benefits. But let's say I just got the flu. I want to go to the doctor to find out if it's anything worse, right? That's
do you guys have family doctors and stuff, or you stick with for a long time?
Yeah. I mean, we've got clinics, family doctors, and hospitals, right?
Okay.
But on another side of the coin, if we have to call an ambulance and the ambulance comes to pick us up, right? We have to pay for the ambulance, which is about 50 bucks, maybe.
Dude, what? I got a story for you then about that. That sucks. Well, 50 bucks? What?
Maybe.
I'm slowed down
to pay 50 bucks. Like, my medical bills are no joke. I tore my muscles like 4 months ago. The muscle on my hip, I tore it, and I'm still paying for that shit.
Yeah.
All right, I got my 13th concussion. I was out for 25 minutes. And while I was out at that time on the dirt bike track, this family that wasn't even my own called the ambulance for me. Picked me up and took me out to this hospital that was like 12, 13 miles away. And it ended up costing that other family $35,000 in ambulance fees.
Yeah, to just me, that's
for
fucking,
me,
that's
for somebody else.
Ridiculous. Yeah. But I'm not, I mean, I've not known it any other way. You know, I've always known that, you know, you get sick, you go to the doctors, they prescribe something.
They fix you and then you go home.
Yeah, pretty much.
No.
You don't pay Jack.
Oh, hell no. Oh, no, hell. If I'm sick,
oh, no, hell.
I will tough it out.
Hell no,
oh.
Dude, I've actually taken, I've had both my legs, or one of my leg broken and my forearm broken and walked to the hospital that was about 6-7 blocks away.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Sean, I've got to admit, Sean, that's quite a feat, especially with vaginal herpes syndrome.
I know, right?
Damn straight, Sean. Like, I fucking held out on going to the doctors with 103 temperatures for 3 days before I was like, I'm going to die unless I go to the hospital. Like, finally, I'm going to go because I have to.
My friends ended up putting me on a skateboard and rolling me down the street.
Okay, never
been
that far.
A pretty big skateboard.
Oh, my God.
That reminds me. I've only had one skateboard in my life. I've never been a skater, but in the early 90s, it kind of caught on in the small town where I grew up. So everybody else was having, like, I got Tony Hawk skateboard. I got my trucks, as they were calling it. And I was like, Ma, I need a skateboard. All the boys in school have a skateboard. So 1 year for Christmas, I saw a skateboard-shaped thing wrapped under the tree. And I was like, I finally got my skateboard. I'm going to be able to join all the cool dudes at the new skate park they just opened up. And I opened up the fucking skateboard, and it was a Max Headroom skateboard.
This is Max Headroom.
With pink wheels.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Right. Tyson, you know what I'm talking about when I talk about Max Headroom. I don't think anybody else knows what I'm talking about.
What, Max Head?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Totally. 23 minutes into the future, isn't it? 25 minutes into the future.
I have no idea what that is, actually.
I just understood the pink wheels.
Right. Okay. If you guys have seen Back to the Future Part 2, when Marty goes in the future to the Cafe 80s, and all the TVs in there are very strange computerized voices that are kind of stuttering, that's emulating a television show from the 1980s called Max Headroom. After you've watched the ET porn, go and watch yourself Max Headroom.
Yes, indeed. You know, there is an odd problem with the I think it had something to do with the fact Max Headroom was a Coke sponsor, and Back to the Future, or at least rather Michael J. Fox, was attached to Pepsi, so it was, I think it was probably a safe way to parody Max Headroom without actually using him. Since they didn't have Max Headroom, they had a Max Headroom-esque Michael Jackson and Ronald Reagan
in place of it. A little subtle nod, perhaps, to the ongoing Cola Wars, which I was old enough to remember quite well.
I never thought of it that way before.
Anyways, speaking of Back to the Future, we've got to make like a tree and get out of here. And I just want to kind of close out the first podcast by talking about, you know, some of the ideas we have for future podcasts. Now, what I've kind of put out to some of you guys that are actually close to the Lovitz would be, you know, going to the theater and actually get, you know, interviewing fans and stuff as they come out of shows. It's just kind of another way, of getting, you know, more people that listen to Sir involved in a podcast, which is basically, if you think about it, for the fans, by the fans.
That's the way we're going to do it.
You're right over there, Tyson. What was that, that grunt?
He just finished watching the E.T. porn. Oh, so, for the time
being... Speaking of the Lovitz, I want to bring up something here. That Go shit ahead. That happened to James, that is some fucked up shit.
Right that is there. Some fucked up shit. We gotta get something going for him.
What did I say? Something like we have like the Memphis Mafia.
So I saw that earlier today.
Yeah, so we'd be like the Smod Squad, protecting your shit.
Protecting your stuff.
Now I'm, you know, I'll get you guys look a lot bigger than me, so I mean, I just kind of hide behind you.
And I'm a chick, so I don't know what I could do.
You can control them with your mind tricks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because every female has mind tricks, right?
Yeah, it's they called do. Taking off they your do. Shirt.
BS. BS. I call BS.
I don't.
This is JMU's bus driver signing off of episode 1 of the Smod Squad Pod.
This is MotoGP Man 2006. Sean, signing off.
This is Fishy Has No Eyes. Jen Cordova, signing off.
FT23, Tyson Sainer, signing off.
This is Angelo Scarpelli, Mad Gecko 82, signing off. Nooch.
And you guys can feel free to hit us up over on Twitter at Smod Squad Pod, or ship us over an email at smodsquadpod@hotmail.com. We look forward to hearing you. We'll hopefully read some of your tweets on the show. And we'll check in next time. Laters.
Squad.
That's right. That'd be a good way to end, actually. And we're the Smod Squad. We should do that. And we're the Smod Squad. I didn't really work.